Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ. Είναι μια ιδιαίτερη τιμή που είμαστε μαζί σας. And I'm struggling because I have some prepared remarks today, and a lot of them I think are going to be redundant. They talk about the progress that the Greek economy has made. And I don't know how much I can add to it. So if you forgive me, I'm going to set aside the remarks. But I do want to say that the underpinnings of a healthy society, a society that is able to do all the priorities that a particular government may want, and it doesn't matter if you are a leftist government or a rightist government or anything else, if you do not have a vibrant, strong economy, you can't have a military that is able to have a proper deterrence. You can't have a social safety net system. You can't take care of those that are in retirement. You can't take care of the most vulnerable. You can't provide an outstanding first-class education for your citizens, outstanding health care. You can't take care of things like great parks and beaches. So the work that gets done by people in this room, someone who's not a professional diplomat, who came from the C-suite, I recognize how important it is. I would come to Capital Link a decade ago in the height of the recession, and it was rather depressing. I know I was here for the last panel, and there were a couple of comments about some of the challenges that are still before us. And I understand that. But look at the long way that Greece has come. I mean, how offensive it was when there were those that called Greece one of the pig nations. And now the fastest growing economy in Europe over the last 4 years, I think last year second only to Ireland. And if you look at the two strongest economies in Europe, the German economy and the French economy, struggling with energy issues. They tell us there's going to be 3-4 million more unemployed in Germany 12 months from now than exist today. That Greek interest rates are lower than French interest rates in terms of yield. I think last week it was 2.93%. In the United States, it was 4.2%. And, you know, I'll ask you to think about this one question. At what point in time does U.S. debt to GDP surpass Greece's debt to GDP? I mean, right now, Greece will be at 152% debt to GDP and dropping. The United States is at 125% and increasing $1.8 billion a year. It's 6% of the economy. In France, the deficit is 6% of GDP. In Greece, it's less than 1%. And if you look at where it'll be next year or the year after, you're very likely to go from 2 years of a primary surplus to an actual surplus. Greece just did a six-month obligation. It was at 2.46%. You're at the point in time where certainly by 2026, if not 2025, Greece will have a surplus even after interest payments. And France is at a 6% deficit. Apisito. But true. Absolutely true. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit because I want to go back to the great crisis and how far Greece had to climb out of the hole. Because there are some challenges, but a lot of the challenges had been a decade of no investment, a decade where the only thing that was similar was the Great Depression in the United States. You're probably looking, I'm sorry, you know, people talk about, you know, they lost 30, 35, 25% of their GDP. It was 350 million, probably down to 185 million. You know, that's closer to 45%. Greek deposits went from 237 billion to about 112. They're back up to 200 billion now. If you look at the five systemic banks now, they're healthy. I look at their tier one, tier two capital ratios, and they are beyond what they are in the rest of Europe. But where's the opportunity lie? You look at a fantastic institution like Eurobank. They're all fantastic, folks. I'm not looking to talk about one. But their lending, if you look at deposits to loans, is 58%. Now, I served as an independent board member of some very large financial institutions. It was closer to 90%. You take that $200 billion in deposits, and if you have a situation that is the norm where you're lending 90% of your deposits, you have an extra 60 billion euros to lend into the Greek economy. That's a tremendous amount of velocity, maybe 25% of its GDP. So what do we have to do? We have to find sound investments, credit-worthy investors. Now, they're lending a lot to the shipping community, which is tremendous. But the shipping community also access the U.S. capital markets, as we have 29 Greek shipping companies that have accessed the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. 90% of the world's economy travels on a ship. And for a country of 10.4 million people to have north of 20% of the deadweight coverage, it is tremendous. What an accomplishment. But I'm going to talk to you about the real accomplishment of Greece. It is the Greek people. Any other nation that went through what Greece went through in the crisis, poverty rate skyrocketing, forced into austerity. An austerity program, anything like I have ever seen in my life. And in retrospect, and at that time, not so much retrospect, you know, punitive in nature. It was the Greek family unit that kept this country from completely going under. Any other nation faced with those set of circumstances, those set of challenges, would have literally imploded. But Greeks are resilient, but one took care of the other. Family, ekoyenia, that is the Greek ethos. And at the end of the day, I know we are here to have a celebration of the resurgence of the Greek economy. You are known to me, as I have a lot of friends in this room. Nikos Tsakos is over there. The last 2 years, I read his financials. And record profits. I mean, to the tune, he's making more in a quarter than he was in the entire year a couple of years ago. By the way, 20 years ago, the first company to go on the New York Stock Exchange. So what does this mean? Greece has come through an unprecedented crisis, and there is opportunity. And a lot of people, you know, see the economy from, you know, sort of macro level, and it's some theoretical issue. Folks, you know, let's think about if you are potentially thinking about investing in Greece or increasing your investment in Greece in this particular fashion. There are economies that are fairly established, and they are very expensive. And folks, those trades are done. People have gotten there. They've been there. And you are now following a trend. And I assure you, you know, making that investment in something that is completely established, like Switzerland, for instance, it's been done. You're not going to find a lot of upward momentum. So I don't think of where Greece is a set of potential pitfalls or challenges. I see it as a potential opportunities. Because the fact that it has not yet completely come out of some of the challenges that inflicted it, and it is continuing to modernize and digitize and stabilize and grow. This is where the opportunity lies, because there is still room in the upward trajectory of the Greek markets. If you want to look at where the Athens exchanges and the companies and where they're trading and the price to earnings ratio, it's attractive. If you want to look at any indicator, any macroeconomic indicator, things are going well. We went, you know, από ένα χώρα που δεν μπορείς να βρεις δουλειά, τώρα δεν μπορείς να βρεις εργάτης. You know, this is what I call a high-class problem. You know, if you don't have the problem of some inflation, things getting expensive, things are crowded, that infrastructure is being taxed. If you don't have those challenges, you have every single other challenge. Because the alternative is no one is interested in coming to your country, to your hometown, to your community. Think about a country of 10.4 million people that is putting a $900 million expansion into Athens Airport and what that connectivity is. A billion euro new airport in Heraklion. $2 billion in Boak. That through the RRF and social cohesion and framework dollars, you have upwards of $14, $15 billion or 6% of the GDP invested in Greece and a lot of it in digitization and infrastructure on an annual basis. That in 3 years, you will have 94% access, 94% of the country, the population will have access to 5G. That you are the number three country in Europe and a top 10 country in renewables, where 59% of your electricity came from renewables. I mean, incredible that you have an existing infrastructure in place for LNG and Evethusa and the expansion of Evethusa and the FSRU and Alexandroupoli. That as you come through the Suez Canal, you are the first country in Europe, and what that means to logistics. You know what that means? Invest in ports. Invest in logistics centers, invest in data centers, invest in warehousing, invest in infrastructure and transportation. I will tell you that there are conversations in India where they are becoming a manufacturing global leader, and they will bring things through the Suez Canal into Greek ports, put it on Greek highways and Greek railroads, and it will go all through Europe. A stable government. You know, let me ask you a question. How many countries have a prime minister that went to Harvard, Stanford, and Harvard Business School, worked at McKinsey, was an investment banker, a labor minister that went to Harvard? Has anyone spent any time with Chatzidakis and Stonaras? I don't think any other country has leadership, especially when it understands how important commerce and business and growing the economy and providing an economy that appreciates people that want to grow it and expand and employ and develop. It's a great story. It has not yet reached its destination. And that's what the opportunity lies. You know, I listened to that panel and they talked a lot about the emergence of the economy. They talked about some of the potential challenges that exist. Folks, I have those in my marriage. But that's where the opportunity lies. And you know what? I know a little bit about the Greek economy. I am telling you, it is chock full of opportunities. I see what's going on day in and day out. Greece has the single most important thing that we look for. And U.S. companies like AWS and Google and Meta and Chubb. I mean, Chubb is complaining to me that they want to hire 50 engineers and they can only hire 20 a month. They can only hire 20. That's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. Because, you know, they will get there. The single most important thing is intellectual capital. Και Ελλάδα το έχει. Πανέξιμοι, σπουδασμένοι άνθρωποι. They speak English. There is the rule of law. There is opportunity. What is emerging and what we need to continue to foster is a greater ecosystem of research and innovation. I took a delegation of Greek business owners and Greek elected officials and ministers to Silicon Valley. And we visited Tesla and NVIDIA and Google. And the CEO and founder of Plug and Play was in Greece last week with me. And we're looking to establish, you know, three hubs. So when you have, and by the way, you know, I like to talk about biotech for a while. And, you know, you talk about Stelios Papadopoulos, the godfather of biotechnology, and George Skangos and Spiros Tsakonas and Galakakos, who's the head of life sciences for Blackstone, Roy Vagelos, George Yancopoulos. the fact that Greece produces 11% of the leading AI scientists in all of Europe. The intellectual capital is there. And folks, I will tell you, no one wants to leave Kifisia and go to Frankfurt. You know, there's so many opportunities here, okay? There is opportunity. But there's something else that exists in Greece. What a beautiful place to live. These have been the happiest 3 years of my life. My family loved it. My daughters, I ruined their lives when I took them to Greece and took them out of their school. And then they didn't want to go back in August. As I'm finishing the ambassadorship in January, you have to go back. But I will tell you that my family did not want to return to the United States. So don't expect Greece or any other country in the world to be what the United States is. But in many ways, it's better because they have a tremendous life-work balance. There is culture, there is Gefi, there is great food. People are out, they enjoy the outdoors, there is beaches, there are mountains. It is a beautiful country, it is a hospitable country. So when you're thinking about making investments, think about it in the totality of the circumstances. Think about where Greece has come from, the resiliency, and what, and I will tell you, that great crisis in Greece. I'm in the State Department. We don't do politics. But μπορώ να σου πω, έμαθαν μια πολύ ακριβή, they learned a very valuable lesson, maybe an expensive one as well. So the Greek economy is firmly established on fundamentals. What we really need is more investment. And I enjoy, look, I come from the hotel sector, and that's what I did before I was the ambassador, and I'm going to go back to running Chartwell Hotels when I leave. And I love the fact that Greece has become the Florida of Europe, and 35 million tourists in a country of 10.4 million people. And you see this infrastructure growing. The fact that multiple Mandarin hotels, multiple Aman hotels, multiple one and onlys, Four Seasons, and people have learned to say, this may be the most beautiful country in the world and we want to spend time in it. And that's wonderful. What we really need is investment to sort of broaden. Modern 21st century economies are about eds and meds. I have gone and spoken at Greek public universities, and I've lived to tell about it. I'm told 5 years ago that wouldn't be able to happen. Minister Karamayas literally led the charge in the fall of 2022 to bring 30 U.S. universities to Greece. It was the largest delegation of U.S. universities in the 100-year anniversary of international education in the United States to any country in the world. 30 universities came, well over 100 memorandums. Dual degrees, joint degrees, research. This is continuing. We bought six public university Britneys to New Orleans to continue this. And every day, U.S. universities are expanding what they're doing in Greece. We've added several thousand U.S. students that are now studying in Greece than they were a couple of years ago. And this will continue. Now, what might I invest in Greece if I was in the private sector? They really don't have yet, but they're beginning to have PPPs on college residence facilities. And why is this important to me? Well, there's a housing crisis in Greece. But a lot of it is based on great demand. People are buying second homes, third homes in Greece. It reduces the amount of apartments and the amount of houses for the working middle class, the working poor. Universities don't offer housing, so parents have to rent an apartment for students. These are part of the solutions that if we create great residential housing at Greek universities, we treat these students with dignity. We treat them as if you would go to the Georgetowns of the world. We free up thousands and thousands of residential units in Greece. We encourage workforce housing. You know, the solution to things is to encourage the business community to go out and do what they do. And I think in 2024, these set of circumstances now exist in Greece. So I wanted to say thank you, because a lot of Greece's success stands on your shoulders. And the last thing I wanted to say is, you know, in this job, I asked myself, what is important and why is it important? We have a great many challenges globally. Supply chain issues and inflation are a global phenomenon. Climate crisis, inequities, inequalities, the lack of civility in our general discourse. These are global issues. You're looking at what is happening in some of the elections in Europe. I mean, I'm completely fascinated and somewhat disturbed what happened in Austria. We need to work together. We need to bring leadership, to bring different points of view together, not just to restate our positions, but leadership that brings people from different points of view together to solve the great challenges that we have. This is our ethos. This is what responsible leaders do. We have to drown out these voices of division and hatred. And we need to talk about opportunity and possibility, love, acceptance, that diversity is not a bad thing. That if we bring people that are already in Greece into the workforce, that they are productive. I am the son of two Greek immigrants. I married a woman who's the child of two Greek immigrants. We were accepted in the United States. My father was a waiter when I was born. But I was able to go to public school. I couldn't speak a word of English. We spoke Greek in the house. But I was able to get a great education, build a business, and now serve my country. And all of you in this room, all of us, we're so blessed. We're so blessed. We had those opportunities. We have climbed the ladders of success. We are the best version of ourselves. And our children have every opportunity in the world. But our obligation is to make sure that every child, no matter where they were born or what their circumstances are, also has those same opportunities. That is the meritocracy. That is the world that we need to work for. Now, I know this wasn't something that Olga and Nikos expected me to talk about. But we have, you know, with my concern is that we have so much success in so many places on the macro level that if we don't make sure that we are paying attention to the working poor, to those that may not have had every opportunity that they should have, that we're going to create a world that is more divisive than is necessary. Our ethos, our obligation, should be not only to create our own personal success, and I am all for that. And we cannot determine where people end up in life and force, you know, certain outcomes. But what we can do is create opportunity for all, that we can equalize the opportunities at the beginning, that we can make sure that we can have opportunities for students to go to school, not only at 5 years old, but in kindergarten, but pre-kindergarten and nursery school. That we try to address the challenges that working families have. You know, maybe that they can't afford to have a second child. This will not only unleash the economy and help solve the challenge of demographics. Not only am I saying that this is the right thing to do for civil society, it's also the right thing to do for our economy. There's nothing that I would suggest to you that isn't the right thing to do for Greek civil society or the Greek economy. I wanted us to start thinking about issues that maybe I or others don't spend enough time on. But like I said, in this job, you start thinking about what's important and why is it important. And what has opened up my eyes to living in what has been an absolutely beautiful experience in Greece. What has opened my eyes is our greater obligations to a greater good. Να ξέρεις, φεύγω από τη θέση, δεν φεύγω από την Ελλάδα. Στέκομαστε δίπλα σου, πάντοτε. I look forward to coming next year. And thank you very, very much for this opportunity.